Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 83 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. The National Weather Service is investigating possible tornadoes in Carter County last night. Meanwhile, flash flooding has killed one woman in Nicholas County. COVID-19 cases are continuing to rise in the Commonwealth. Health officials say the Delta variant is more transmissible than the common cold. Kentucky leaders say all K-12 teachers, staff, and students should be masked. Hospitals in the Commonwealth are preparing for more COVID hospitalizations. Misinformation is fueling vaccine hesitancy in Kentucky. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Several communities in the area experienced heavy rains and severe weather events last night. Officials with the National Weather Service in Jackson say the region experienced what is known in meteorology as training. Repeated areas of rain, typically from thunderstorms, that move over the same region in a short period of time. Several severe thunderstorm warnings were issued, along with two tornado warnings. Ed Ray is a meteorologist with the service there. He says he has heard reports of tornadoes touching down in Carter County, but they have yet to be confirmed.
I know that we had some damage in Rowan County right near the county line. I think there was a barn that was kind of exposed on a hill that got destroyed. But the emergency manager said he thought it might be straight line winds. He's going to send us some pictures. We'll look things over and things like that.
Ray adds they are keeping close watch on another system that will hit around Saturday night and Sunday morning. He says that system is likely to affect the south central part of the Commonwealth, but residents should stay updated on any changes and warnings as they are issued. One person died in flash flood waters in Nicholas County this morning. According to the Carlisle Emergency Management Director, Calvin Denton, the incident happened around 3:45 a.m. Flood waters washed a trailer off the foundation on Kentucky 36. A woman from the trailer got caught in the flood waters and was swept away. According to LEX 18, the woman has been identified as 66-year-old Deborah Ritchie. Officials say Ritchie was found dead 20 minutes later. There is extensive damage to Main Street in downtown Carlisle. Portions of eastern Kentucky experienced significant flash flooding this morning after an overnight torrential downpour. Many counties in central and eastern Kentucky also dealt with historic flooding between the end of February and early March this year, when 49 counties and 31 cities across the Commonwealth declared states of emergency. COVID-19 cases are continuing to rise in the Commonwealth. That was among the topics discussed during yesterday's Team Kentucky update. Those cases are rising quickly as well. The number of red counties has more than doubled within the week, with 15 on Monday and the count now at 40. Over 1,600 new cases were reported yesterday alone, with over 300 affecting individuals age 18 and younger. Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack spoke during the update, saying more data is continuing to come out showing how crucial the vaccine is in defeating the virus.
The viral loads are much higher, and they were finding in vaccinated people, even the ones who had some mild illness, that their viral load was higher. This was the concern we've said all the way back to the beginning, was the vaccines could prevent severe disease, but they may not be able to completely prevent transmission of the disease. And the Delta variant, unfortunately, got good enough to overcome that transmission protection.
Hospitals' census data shows inpatient and ICU beds at around 65% capacity in the state. 608 individuals are currently hospitalized with the virus, with 189 in the ICU and 82 on ventilators. The Delta variant, that's now the dominant strain of coronavirus in the U.S., appears to be as transmissible as chickenpox, according to an internal document from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC says the strain is more transmissible than MERS and SARS, Ebola, the common cold, the Spanish flu, and smallpox. The Washington Post was the first to report on the document, which is a slideshow that outlines unpublished data about how fully vaccinated individuals may spread the Delta variant at about the same rate as unvaccinated people. The document also outlines some next steps for the CDC as it continues to combat the rising cases in parts of the country, largely among the unvaccinated. The CDC also writes that it must improve the public's understanding of breakthrough infections, as well as improve communication around individual risk among those who are vaccinated. The document also states the CDC should consider vaccine mandates for healthcare personnel to protect vulnerable populations and universal masking for source control and prevention. The CDC also said earlier this week that everyone in K-12 schools should wear masks regardless of their vaccination status, including students, staff, and visitors. Governor Andy Beshear updated return-to-school guidance yesterday to suggest that school districts in Kentucky should require universal indoor masking. That means all K-12 teachers, staff, students, and visitors should wear a mask regardless of vaccination status. However, some Kentucky school districts are moving ahead with no mask requirement, according to LEX18. Beshear says he believes that's the wrong decision.
Number one, you're going to have a lot of kids in quarantine. Number two, you're going to forfeit a lot of your sports, your games, your matches. Number three, the more people get COVID, even young, the more likelihood there is that one of them gets hurt, has a bad outcome.
Beshear says the goal this upcoming school year should be to keep students in the classroom. He says with the aggressive Delta variant circulating, schools without mask requirements will quickly run into problems. When asked about daycares, Beshear said they should also be looking at masking. University of Louisville Health has re-implemented a masking policy inside all of their buildings as the Delta variant of COVID-19 becomes more problematic. COVID units were closed earlier this year, but now that the new variant is causing more hospitalizations, people are having to find the care wherever it's available. U of L Health Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jason Smith tells Wave 3 News even vaccinated people can come to the hospital and test positive.
It's worrisome that it's spreading, but until we get this under control, the possibility exists that this is going to have a variant that not only spreads easier, but is much more severe, and then we will have a much bigger problem on our hands.
Smith said it's still as important as ever to get vaccinated. He said vaccines are keeping Delta-positive people out of the hospital and protecting people in a way antibodies from the original COVID strand cannot. With COVID-19 cases on the rise and the CDC's latest advice, many local business owners are concerned about masking too. It is recommended that masks be worn in indoor shared spaces regardless of vaccination status in areas of high transmission. Gwen Everly is the co-owner of J. Render's Southern Table and Bar in Lexington. She tells LEX18 she was hoping to avoid a resurgence.
It's one of those things that is, I think, super frustrating for everybody. We just want to get it in our rearview mirror and move on. And this is just super difficult to feel like we're going backwards.
State leaders haven't said whether they'll mandate mask regulations again or not, but are strongly encouraging masks indoors and vaccinations. The University of Kentucky journalism professor says access to information could be leading some untruths being shared regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. Misinformation has led to vaccine hesitancy in the Commonwealth, but health officials are encouraging residents to discuss it with their doctor. UK professor Katie Urich tells WKYT there's plenty of trusted people to find out what's right.
You know, they're saying, well, you know, if you don't understand this, ask your doctor. Your county health department is your doctor. They've been managing every, you know, outbreak and epidemic in your county since we started 120 counties of Kentucky.
Urich says she also believes the confusion comes from those who believed the pandemic was over and the vaccines were not really needed. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays. Sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
The Big Branch community of Pikeville is one of the outlying communities serviced by the Martin County Water District. A break in the Turkey Creek area 2 weeks ago left the city of Inez without water. But once the water was restored to the city, the homes in the Meat House area continued to wait for restoration. Many of those homes have since been reconnected, but as of Monday, customers on Big Branch Road were still without water. Michael Maynard has lived on Big Branch Road for 20 years. He tells WYMT he and his neighbors are often the last to be reached when the issues come up.
I literally had to pay my water bill the other day, and I didn't have no water at the house. A lot of them has been talking about, said, we thought we weren't going to make it with one day without water. And I say, yeah, y'all try it with 14.
The water district has provided some bottled water recently to help the community and continues to communicate throughout the repair process. The district has also been sharing video updates on Facebook to keep customers informed. Nearly 400 people wearing masks gathered to witness the celebration of two medical institutions now working in collaboration in Greenup County. University of Kentucky Healthcare and King's Daughters Medical Center are now working in partnership at the former Our Lady of Bellefonte site. KDMC President and CEO Christy Witchelach tells WSAZ the partnership will lead to many opportunities for boosting healthcare in the Commonwealth.
The power of this partnership will be seen for years to come. It will allow us to invest in our people, our facilities, and most importantly, the health of our communities.
The collaboration became official April 1st. U.S. Senator Rand Paul's 2016 presidential campaign committee has been fined $21,000 by the Federal Election Commission for improperly handling contributions, according to documents obtained by the Courier Journal. The penalty follows a 2016 complaint made by J. Russell Lloyd, the former chairman of the Louisville Democratic Party, who died in February 2020. The FEC said the committee didn't refund or redesignate contributions of more than $165,000 within 60 days of former President Donald Trump winning the 2016 Republican nomination. A spokesperson for Paul declined to comment to the newspaper. The FEC action isn't insignificant, according to Adavnoti, senior director and chief of staff for the nonpartisan Washington-based Campaign Legal Center. He says the FEC is legendary for not penalizing politicians, so any penalty of significance from the FEC is noteworthy. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m., partly sunny throughout the day with a high near 78. Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies with a high near 81. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition. This afternoon, we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Shamari Mosley, and Cassidy Stearman. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.